today's contestants, a TV writer from Los Angeles, California, Frankie Butler. An astronomer from Glendale, California, Jeff Rich. And an orchestra musician from Riverside, California, Corey Barger.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everyone.
Welcome, 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 as Jeopardy begins its 37th season of original quiz programming. With a few changes having been made to adjust for COVID-19. The most obvious, of course, you can see right now, we have separated our lecterns so to provide a little extra distancing, social distancing between the players. We have done the same thing for our staff and crew. We're trying to provide as safe an environment as possible as we produce these new programs for your enjoyment. Now, our returning champion, Zach, was unable to travel from the East Coast here to play today, but we will be bringing him back to the program in just a few weeks' time. What that means, of course, is that we have three newcomers, Corey, Jeff, and Frankie. Welcome, good luck, let's go to work. And we start, as always, with the Jeopardy round. We're going to court today. We'll start with opening statements. Then we'll deal with discovery. Approach the bench. Cross-examination comes next, followed by sidebar, and finally, sentencing. And Corey, it's your choice. Where do we start?
I'd like sentencing for 200, please.
In He Gave the Dog a Bone, bone is a direct one of these, and dog is an indirect one. Corey?
What is an object?
You are right.
Sentencing 400, please.
In French, most adjectives are post-positive, meaning you'll find them here. Jeff?
What is after the noun?
You got it.
Sentencing for 600.
Austrian novelist Thomas Bernhard used long sentences. The second sentence of correction has 79 of these punctuation marks. Frankie?
What are commas?
Yes.
Let's go with approach the bench for 200.
Claiming this star player was out of shape for a 2008 exhibition versus Germany, England's soccer coach benched it like him. Frankie.
It was Beckham.
Yes.
Approach the bench for 400.
Soviet coach Viktor Tikhonov's benching of goalie Vladislav Tretiak helped Team USA get miraculous at the 1980 Olympics in this village. Oh, that took place at Lake Placid. Frankie, back to you.
Let's go with approach the bench for 600.
Backups Len Sakata, Ron Washington, and Juan Bell had time to birdwatch as Cal Ripken Jr. played nonstop for this team. Jeff.
Who are the Orioles?
Baltimore Orioles, yes.
Bench for 800.
Eli Manning started 232 of 233 regular season games at quarterback for this team. But in 2019, couldn't keep up with the Daniel Jones. Frankie.
For the Giants?
Yes.
Let's go with bench for 1,000.
New York Yankee Wally Pipp had a headache in 1925, so this lucky man played at first. He didn't leave the lineup until 1939. Jeff?
Who is Lou Gehrig?
Lou Gehrig is the one, yes.
Discovery for 200?
In 1985, this ship was discovered by a U.S. Navy expedition led by Robert Ballard that found where she had lain for 73 years. Frankie.
What's the Titanic?
The Titanic, correct.
Sentencing for 800.
This is the subject at hand. This type of sentence tells the main idea of a paragraph. Frankie.
What is a thesis sentence?
Thesis? No. Corey.
What is an exposition?
Nope. Correct response, what is topic? The topic. Frankie, back to you, though.
Sentencing for 1,000, please.
The arrangement of words to make a sentence meaningful. In programming, it's the arrangement of characters so a computer cooperates. Corey.
What is syntax?
That's it, and you're out of the hole.
Discovery, 400, please.
Collective name for the ancient manuscript fragments discovered in 1947 in caves in the Qumran region of the West Bank. Jeff.
What are the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Yes.
Discovery for 600.
In this year, James Marshall discovered gold from the American River in California. The next year, the rush was on. Frankie.
What is 1849?
Nope. Jeff?
What is 1847?
Nope. Corey?
What is 1846?
No, you guys surrounded it to death almost. 1848. Jeff, we come back to you.
Discovery for 800?
In late 1805, this pair's core of discovery arrived at the Pacific Ocean near what is now Astoria, Oregon. Jeff?
Who are Lewis and Clark?
Correct.
Discovery for 1,000?
At Mount Wilson Observatory in the 1920s, Edwin Hubble made the discovery that this isn't a nebula, but a large galaxy all its own. Corey?
What is Andromeda?
Right, and with that, you are out of the hole once again, and you have taken us to our first commercial break of this new season. Please stay with us. Truly amazing how things have changed in just 1 year. Frankie, a year ago, you flew to London for a very short visit. Tell me about that trip.
Yes. So a dear friend of mine and I got Spice Girls tickets for their reunion tour. We were immensely excited and then realized that we could not actually take that much time off. So we ended up flying out after work on Wednesday night, landing in London on Thursday afternoon, and flying back to LA on Sunday afternoon. We were there for maybe 72 hours.
But still a great experience?
Totally worth it.
Okay. Jeff Rich is an astronomer from Glendale, California, who gets to work at Mount Wilson. Tell me about that experience.
It's really great. Everybody should visit if they get a chance. We get to use telescopes that are over 100 years old that were used to make really great discoveries, like one that was mentioned earlier. And it's a sight to behold. So
worthwhile for visitors, not only for people who work there.
Absolutely. It's great for teaching about science and history, both.
All right. Corey Barger, you're a musician.
Yes.
You play an instrument that we don't hear about that often.
That's right. I play the bassoon.
With a view to ending up where?
In an orchestra in the United States. Right now, I work in Mexico, and I would love to come back home.
All right. Well, good luck to you in that regard. Right now, you have command of the board. Go ahead.
Sidebar for 400, please.
It's a curled piece of lemon peel to garnish a cocktail. Corey?
What is...
Oh, sorry. Oh, blanked. Darn. Frankie?
What is a twist?
Twist, yes, indeed.
Sidebar for 6?
Orgeat syrup, which sweetens many a Mai Tai, is flavored with these nuts. Corey?
What are almonds?
Good.
800, sidebar.
This implement is used to crush ingredients at the bottom of a drink, like the mint in a mojito. Jeff?
What is a muddler?
Muddler, correct.
Sidebar for 1,000?
Many a cocktail calls for these, perhaps the Angostura or Peychaud's type. Corey?
What are bitters?
Bitters, good.
Cross-examination for 600.
And so, daily double, and a chance for you to take the lead away from Jeff.
Let's do 1,500.
All right. Also known as St. Andrew's Cross, the Crux Decussata can represent the Roman numeral of this number.
What is 10?
10 is right. Well done. You're in the lead. Go again.
400, cross-examination.
A T-shaped cross, also called St. Anthony's Cross, bears the name of this Greek letter. Frankie.
What is theta?
No. Jeff or Corey? What is tau? Back to you, Corey.
Cross-examination, 800.
A cross with a ring superimposed is also called this alliterative cross. That's a Celtic cross. Back to you, Corey.
Cross-examination, 1,000.
Egyptians use the Crux Ansata, a cross with a loop on top, better known by this four-letter name. Frankie.
What is an Ankh?
Ankh is right. Less than a minute now.
Opening statements for 600.
She started a novel, Emma Woodhouse, handsome, clever, and rich. Corey.
Who's Jane Austen?
Yes, indeed.
Opening statements, 800.
Happy families are all alike, begins his Anna Karenina. Frankie?
Who is Tolstoy?
Right.
Opening statements for 1,000.
This Poe story begins, true, nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. Jeff?
What is the telltale heart?
Correct.
Statements for 400.
Moby Dick begins with this three-word sentence. Jeff?
What is Call Me Ishmael?
Good.
Statements for 200.
This girl lived in the midst of the great Kansas prairies with Uncle Henry. Corey?
Who's Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Nope.
Frankie.
Who is Dorothy?
Dorothy is right, yes. And with that, you wind up at 2,400. All three of you, I'm happy to say, are off to a pretty good start. Frankie, you get to go first, though, in Double Jeopardy when we come back. Frankie Butler, our TV writer from Los Angeles, will pick first in Double Jeopardy. Frankie, as you know, our writers really enjoy wordplay, and that's obvious in the first category. President and accounted for, followed by one word, two meanings. Italian opera, roll with the changes, This American City, and finally some good PR. Notice the quotation marks. Start us off, please.
I'll take one word, two meanings for 400, please.
It can mean to create something, or it can refer to the current style of dress. Corey.
What is fashion?
That's the word.
Italian opera, 400, please.
Vincenzo Bellini's I Capuletti e i Montecchi is based on this Shakespeare work. Jeff?
It is Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
One word, two meanings, 800?
A geometric figure, or go fish with a hook and line. Jeff?
What is angle?
Angle is correct.
Two meanings, 1,200?
It can mean to hinder, or a place for your dirty clothes. Jeff?
What is a hamper?
Hamper is right.
Two meanings, 1,600?
Answer. Nearly double, and you built up a lead. You're at 7,200.
2,000, please.
All right. It's a large waterfall or an eye abnormality.
What is a cataract?
Correct again. You're on a roll in this category.
Two meanings, 2,000.
It's a three-letter word for a water sprite of German folklore, or it can mean to put the kibosh on. Jeff?
What is Nix?
Nix, N-I-X. Yes.
President for 400?
Writing about immigration in 2019, Mexico's President López Obrador said, this American landmark is not an empty symbol. Corey.
What is the Statue of Liberty?
Right.
President and accounted for 800.
He was Cuba's defense minister from 1959 to 2006. Then he became acting president. Jeff.
Who is Raul Castro?
Good.
1,200, president and accounted for?
This politician who said being rich is bad, it's inhuman, had a television show called Hello President before his death in Caracas in 2013. Corey?
Who's Hugo Chavez?
Yes.
Italian opera, 800.
The Khedive of Egypt considered Wagner and Gounod to write the music for this opera, but Verdi won out in the end. Jeff?
This Aida?
Aida, good.
1,600, president and accounted for?
He didn't let a little thing like the military forcing him to quit stop him for long. He was back as Argentina's president in 1973. Frankie.
Who is Perón?
Juan Perón. Good.
This American city for 400.
This city, the seat of New Mexico's Bernalillo County, gives you two cues for the price of one. Corey.
What is Albuquerque?
Right.
American City, 800.
In 1819, a newspaper in this Ohio city boasted that it was justly styled the Fair Queen of the West. Frankie.
What is Cincinnati?
That's it.
President for 2000.
Hamid Karzai was president of this country from 2002 to 2014. Jeff.
What is Afghanistan?
That's the country.
This American City, 1200.
Its central location helped make it the capital of Maine in 1832. Jeff.
What is Augusta?
Good.
American City, 1600.
Named for a capital of ancient Egypt, this city is on a bluff on the Mississippi River's east bank. Jeff.
What is Memphis?
Yes.
This American City, 2000.
Answer. The other Daily Double. You found them both, and you have a commanding lead at the moment.
2000.
All right. Part of what locals call the Metroplex, this Texas city was founded as an army post in 1849.
What is Fort Worth?
Fort Worth is right. No more Daily Doubles.
Good PR, 400.
This event is often held before a school football game to show spirit and to get the crowd excited. Corey?
What is a pep rally?
That's the PR.
PR, 800.
Call them chicharrones or call them cracklins. They're still basically this snack. Corey.
What are pork rinds?
Yes.
PR, 1200.
Iggy Pop and Joey Ramone have both been called the father of this. Jeff.
What is punk rock?
That's the PR.
PR, 1600.
There are some famous landmarks along this body of water, as seen here. Jeff.
What is the Potomac River?
Good.
PR, 2000.
This author, who explored Jewish life in books like
Portnoy's complaint, died in 2018 at age 85. Frankie.
It was Philip Roth.
Right.
Roll with the changes for 2000.
In Roots, LeVar Burton played the younger version of this character. John Amos played the adult. Frankie.
Who is Kunta Kinte.
Good.
Roll with the changes for 16.
Changes for season 3 of The Crown included Vanessa Kirby out and her in as Princess Margaret. Frankie.
Who is Helena Bonham Carter.
Good.
Roll with the changes, 1200.
Dick York's role of Darren magically transformed into Dick Sargent's role of Darren on this sitcom. Jeff?
What is Bewitched?
That's it.
Roll 800.
Don Cheadle suited up for duty as Rhodey when Terrence Howard exited this film series. Frankie?
What is Iron Man?
You got it.
Roll for 400.
Lisey Goranson was Becky Connor number one on this 90s sitcom. Sarah Chalk was second Becky. Jeff?
What is Full House?
Nope. Frankie?
What is Roseanne?
You got it.
Italian Opera for 12.
A double bill of Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana and this Leoncavallo opera is called Cav and Pag. Corey?
What is Pagliacci?
Yes.
1600.
He said he composed 94 operas, which would have kept him busy all four seasons. Many are now lost, but not Orlando Furioso. Jeff?
Who is Handel?
No. Corey?
Who is Vivaldi?
Vivaldi, right.
2000.
Based on the same myth, Peri's Eurydice and this Monteverdi work are two of the earliest Italian operas. Corey?
What is Orfeo?
Orfeo is right, and with that we finish Double Jeopardy. Jeff with 21,600. Very impressive, but not a runaway to start off the new season. So all three of you are getting to deal with this subject in Final Jeopardy. Famous buildings. Make your wagers. Think about it first, folks. We'll come back to reveal the clue in a moment.
You live in an on-demand world, so now you can take the Jeopardy test anytime you want. Early in the morning, lunch break, or late night. The Jeopardy test is always ready. You know you've got what it takes to be on Jeopardy, and we're looking for future contestants right now. So start your journey at Jeopardy.com.
You've got to love it, the possibility of a big payday for one of our three contestants as Jeopardy begins its 37th season. All right, they are dealing with famous buildings, and today they deal with this clue. This Rome building, with a name from the Greek, was described by Michelangelo as coming from angelic and not human design. 30 seconds, players. Good luck to you. Right, Frankie, we come to you first. You had $11,600, and you wrote down what? What is St. Peter's Basilica?
Just not the right answer.
It's not correct, no. And that means it'll cost you almost everything, $11,550, dropping you to $50. Let's come down to Corey. Now, she had $12,300, and she came up with the Pantheon, which is right. And the wager... $11,500. The lead with $23,800. Jeff, it's up to you now. $21,600 going into final, and you wrote you were going for the Forum. You're wrong. Where are you going to finish? In second or third place? Second place. You lost $8,400. But Corey Barger, congratulations, young lady. You are the new Jeopardy champion with $23,800. What a great way to start off our new season, right? Let's do it again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by...